Today she is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Ches on the base, three lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, Reb Papa had introduced that even though the halacha, as we learned in the Mishnah, is that the only essential tzrikas hadam by the carbon chatas, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, is the tzrikas hadam, as the first tzrikas hadam. The other ones, even though we're supposed to have four, the other three are not essential. But Papa, in speaking about those tzrikas, had sometimes they're treated like the required tzrikas hadam, and sometimes they're treated like the shvicha shrayim, the shrine that the blood that's left over that's poured on the bottom of the mizbeach. And Rav Papa, one of the halachas that Rav Papa had introduced is that the Torah teaches us that if the blood of the Karban Chatas splatters onto the Big Day Kahuna, those Big Day Kahuna tuna kibas, those Big Day Kahuna have to be washed. And the question was, which blood of the Karban Chatas are we referring to? And the Gemara said that according to Rav Papa had said that these three last tzrikas hadam blood, if they splattered on the beggar of the Kohen Gadol, require kibbutz. Rav Papa was asked, where does he know that from? And to summarize what the Gemara said, the Gemara said that it's following the opinion of Rav Nechemya. That Rav Nechemya says that the shiari hadam, if they were put outside the Azara, we know nothing from a carbon may be brought outside the Azara. He taught us that the Shiur Adam, if it was brought outside the Azara, Yechayif Karis. So Zesar, Rabbi Nechemya says there's Chayif Karis for bringing the Shiur Adam outside of the Azara. It's obvious that the same would be about these three blood applications, and that anything that could be potentially put on the Mizbeach requires kibus. Says the Gemara, so ask the Gemara, how do we connect the fact that there's a iser to bring, there's a prohibition to bring the Shiur Adam outside the Azara to the halacha that we're discussing now about kibus? For ask the Gemara, aim the Shamalei Reb Nechemya, when did Reb Nechemya say his opinion that the Shiur Adam are considered full-fledged dam lehalah? Regarding the halacha that we just said about the issa to bring that dam outside the Azara. Midi de hava, ivarim upadorim, just like the halacha is, the ivarim upadorim that are burnt on the Mizbeach, have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Their burning on the Mizbeach, however, is not absolutely essential, but the halacha is that if somebody brings them outside the Mizbeach, there's a chiyuv karis. So too will be the halacha regarding the Shiari Hadam. But ask the Gemara, Linya Kibus Mishamitle, did we hear Reb Nechemya state his opinion regarding the Kibus? We only heard it regarding this halacha. How are we extrapolating that the other halacha is the same? Answers the Gemara, we actually have a source to teach us that the Shirayim blood is treated like regular blood as far as the kibbutz halacha is concerned. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, here Vatanya is not a kasha, Vatanya is a raya. The Braisa teaches us, Damim hatonim yisoi, blood that has to be put on the yisoi ramizbeach. The halacha is if that blood gets splatters on the big dekuna, tuna kibbutz, there would be a chiv to wash those clothing. If one, while he was doing the shvicha shrayim, had the wrong machshava to eat it in the wrong time, it would become pigel. And if somebody brings that dam shrayim b'chutz, outside the Azara, chayiv is chayiv for bringing something outside the Azara. Furthermore, the domim, but then there's blood that got disqualified. That the halacha is the dam that gets disqualified is poured out on the canal, and by them, the halacha will be ain't tunin kibus. There is no requirement of that blood, which is supposed to be poured out to the canal, splatters on the big dekuna, that there should be a requirement for kibbutz. Ve'machshals behem, if while somebody was pouring out that blood through the canal, he had a machshava that would make a carbon pigle, it won't become pigle. Ve'mal behem b'chutz potter. But, and if somebody brings that blood outside, there wouldn't be a chiv for bringing something outside the azara. The question that I saw the Rosh HaMizbeach asks, what blood is poured out? The blood that's poured out is from a carbon that became pasul. So if the carbon is pasul, then the whole carbon becomes meaningless. So of course there won't be a halacha that carbon is subject to pigle. The only carbon that could be subject to a pigle is a carbon that's a kosher carbon besides for this machshava. So he answers, there's a difference if a carbon becomes pigle, that there's a chiv karis, or a different soul, which isn't karis. Another nafgamina will be, if this, which we speak about often, if there's some dam hanefesh still remaining. So if the carbon becomes pigle, even if there's dam hanefesh remaining, it doesn't make a difference. You can't take any of that dam from that carbon, put it on the mizbeach. But if it doesn't become pigle, so yes, the blood that became pasul obviously cannot be reused, but the dam hanefesh of that carbon can be used. Now, points out the Gemara. Man shamet lei, who is the tanit that holds the mal behem b'chutz chayiv? Who's the man dama that we just started our shiur with today, teaching us that taking shrine, bring the shrine up chutz lazara is chayiv? So we know that that's the opinion of Nechemihi. The Kamer, and in this Brisa, he also is teaching us Tan Kibbutz, so we have clearly a raya that Nechemia holds that the shrine requires Kibbutz. But ask the Gemara, Machshava Melech Behem, is that possible to say, ask the Gemara, that a carbon could become pigle when you're pouring the shrine on the site? Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, and we've learned this already early, much earlier in Amasech, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that if somebody had a machshavas pigle, that by a step of the bringing of the carbon, which is essential to the kapara of that carbon brings, that will make the carbon pigle. However, we learned Yotzu Shraim, that if somebody had the machshavas pigle when he was pouring the Shraim, or when he was doing that Taurus Emrim, that these are steps that are not essential to the kapara. So how could the Braisa say that a carbon could become pigle during the Shvichas Shrayim? We clearly learned that it can't become pigle during the time of Shvichas Shrayim. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked that why is this such a big difficulty? The Gemara should explain that the Braisa is speaking about the when the first price that we learned on our share today, that a carbon can become pigle during Shvichas Shrayim, that's when he did the Shechita, which is one of those steps that we identify through when a carbon can become pigle, with the intention that he's going to do the Shvichas Shrayim at the wrong time. That's why since the Machshava took place, for example, during the Shechita, the carbon will become pigle. The Braisa that we just studied that says it doesn't become pigle is talking when you had that machshava during the Shvichas Shrayim with the intention that you're going to eat the meat or do that Taurus Emrim at the wrong time. So the Sefer Tosfos Kedusha answers that the wording of this Braisa seems to indicate the wording of both Braises seem to indicate that the machshava that we're speaking about is taking place during the actual Shvichas Shrayim. And that's why the question is a very legitimate question. How could the Braisa have considered that there should be a machshava's pigle during Shvichas Shrayim? Answers the Gemara, Ki Tanya Hi, the Braisa that says that you could have a machshava's pigle during the Shvichas Shrayim is b'shalosh matanos shebechatas. The brayse that by those three applications, and then the halacha will be, and that's where also the halacha will be that if the blood of it spreads on you, the halacha will be that it'll require kibbutz. Ask the Gemara if we're speaking about the application of those three dam. It's not the yisoid. Ihachi, tuning yisoid, it's not that you're applying them to the yisoid. We're talking about lekaren azli. We're talking about when you're putting them on the corner of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Ema, says the Gemara, that's exactly what it meant. Tuning yisoid. We're speaking about when you were putting dam tuning yisoid, that means the dam that's put on the corner, that after the dam is put on the corner, the halacha is that dam is put on the yisoid. But what it meant is when you're putting it on the actual corner. But now ask the Gemara, machshava melz behen, is that true that if somebody had a machshavas pigel when he's putting these three applications of the karmel chatas on the mizbeach, it becomes pigel ha'amrit? We learned in our previous year lo sharia. These are not the applications that make the meat of the carbon allowed to be eaten. V'loy meflago. And they're not the kind, they're not avoider when through which the carbon becomes pigel. Furthermore, v'loy aile legavoy. We learned that there's a special din in the Torah that if the blood of a carbon chattis is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, that disqualifies the carbon. But we learned that this blood, since it's, again, not essential blood, because the zrikas, a dam of this carbon is accomplished with the first zrika, the halach is that if they were brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it won't disqualify the carbon. Kesaifam, they're treated like the dam of Shrayim. So the Gemara's question is back, how are you treating this dam so special, these three, the dam from the last three applications? We've learned that they don't have these qualifications, says the Gemara. When the Bryce has just said that by the blood of these three last applications, be domim hapnimim, we're not talking about the carbon chattis that's brought in Mizbech Achitzen, because indeed the carbon chattis that's brought on the Mizbech Achitzen, as we learned in the Mishnah, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, only the first application is ma'akiv. And therefore, the blood that's there for the three other applications cannot be blood through which a carbon can become pigel. It's not blood that, if it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, will disqualify the carbon. It's not blood that, if the avoid with that blood is done chutz lazara, it will be chiv karis. But we also learned that there are certain karma chattis which are called chattis apnimi. And when we speak about the chattis apnimi, we've learned that that dam has to, that all the applications of dam by those kabbonis, the halacha is that they're absolutely essential. And not only that, the Rishonim point out, Rashi points out, that here we're speaking about that there's a mandamin that says that even the shvichas ashrayim, the pouring out of the leftover blood by those karbonis, hachatas apnimi, is ma'akiv. And therefore, therefore, all these halachas will be applicable today. But I did see that the Chazon Ish says that even if we'll say that the Shiori Hadam, the pouring the Shiori Hadam, is not essential, still it could be that if you did it the wrong way, or if you did it with a Machshavas Pigel, the halacha will be that this carbon will become Pigel. Because the halacha is that if you lost the blood, if you lost all the blood before the shvicha shrayim, you don't have to redo the carbon. That doesn't change, says the Chazon Ish, that the carbon, that the shrayim are part of the, especially by the chatz pnimi, says the Gemara, that the shrayim are an essential part of accomplishing the kapara, and since they're the essential part, bring the kapara, that's why these halachos will apply to them. Tosfos quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe Nechemya holds that both by the shrine of the Kav Mechatzis Apnimi and the shrine of the Kav Mechatzis Achitzin, they are Ma'akvah the Kapara. So ask Tosfos, if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, so why do we say, so the first question he asks is that we learned, the Gemara previously taught us that there's no carbon, that part of the blood is put on the upper half and part of the blood is put on the bottom half. Ask Tosfos, but if the shrayim are, so the Gemara asks, well, the shrayim are always on the bottom half and the blood of the Kav Mechatzis is on the upper half. So why are we saying that there is no so precedent? So the Gemara answered, because the shrayim are not essential. Ask Tosfos if Rabbeinu Tam is right, if Rabbeinu Tam is right, and the shrayim have to be poured and on the bottom half from all carbon chattas, so we have a carbon chattas that's poured on the bottom and a half. So the Brisker Rav says that there are two halachas. There's a halacha that shrayim makvi, and Rabbeinu Tam is teaching us that not only a shrayim makvi, that not only by the chattas panimi a shrayim makvi, but the halacha is that even by the chattas Chitzon, the shrayim is ma'akvi. But says Tosfos, as much as Rabbeinu Tam taught, says the Brisker Rav, as much as Rabbeinu Tam taught us that, it's not because that's part of the carbon. Rabbeinu Tam will agree that that's not an essential element of the carbon. The shrayim are not essential. He's saying there's a new din. There's a new din that the carbon, there's a new din that the carbon has to be poured on the bottom part of the mizbeach, but it's not part of the carbon, says the Gemara. So, but the way the Gemara is learning now, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Braisa that was being so strict about all the applications of the dam that could become pigel, etc., during them, was speaking about the chatzas pnimi. But points out the Gemara, abo dam chitzonim, when we speak about the applications of the dam by the chatzis chitzonim besides the first one, my, their halacha will be that potter. All these special halachas that apply to the blood of a karma chatzis will not apply to them. So ask the Gemara, adetani, instead of the braisa beginning the shir, quoting, saying that domam nishpacha la'ama, the blood that's poured out to the canal, the all these special halachas are pigle and bringing outside the azara, and washing the clothing if the blood splatters, and the blood that goes into the Beis HaMikdash disqualifies the carbon, why do we have to teach that those halachas don't apply by blood that goes out to the canal? We could have said a bigger chiddush, but medvar memurim, where do these halachas apply that any blood, if this happens to any of the blood, that those are the halachas that are relevant, but dama pnimim, by the dam of a chatas pnimi. Avo dam chitzoinim will be potter. Why did the Gemara say that? Answers the Gemara, Hamani Rav Nechemya hi. This price is following the opinion of Nechemya, dam afshar adam shekrim b'chutz chayiv. That even though Rav Nechemya, as we began the shir today, might agree that all the other, Rav Nechemya might agree that by all the other halachas, the special halachas do not apply to anything besides the first blood. But he certainly said more than once that the halacha, that if you took the shiurei adam and you brought them outside the azor yechayiv, so Rav Papa, as we began our shiur, said there are three rules that don't apply to the extra blood. And now, according to Menachem, there's only two rules. And since he doesn't have three rules of exemption, so he didn't want to speak about that case, because that case where he speaks about the blood, the extra blood from the three applications, all of the exemptions that apply to the Shiurei Adam do not apply to that blood. Ravina says that the Gemara asked on Rav Papa, that from our Mishnah it seems that even dam that's supposed to be poured on the Yisoid requires kibus, mina keren, because the Mishnah says that what's on the keren doesn't require kibus. Doesn't mean, means mamish. And dafka, that dam, that is supposed to be, that was put on the Keren, that now doesn't require kibbutz afterwards. But blood that's supposed to be put on the Keren requires kibbutz, even if it's not from the first application. But on the other hand, many yisoid, when the Mishnah said that blood from the yisoid doesn't require kibbutz, it's not only dam that was already put on the yisoid, but it's men a royal yisoid. Even dam that's supposed to be put on yisoid, the shiori adam. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Amalei Ratachlifa by Gozel Ravina, how do you understand that when the Mishnah says, Ala Keren in Ton Kovis, that means dam that was on the Keren, but what's supposed to be put on the Keren requires kibbutz. And when the Mishnah says, dam al yisoid, it means even dam that's supposed to be put on the yisoid, Amy Idividi Rayhu. In other words, the Gemara's question is, that the Mishnah uses the word Menakeren and the Mishnah uses the word Amiyasoid, but it's not being defined the same way. Menakeren is being defined what was on the Keren, but anything that's going to be put on the Keren requires Yasoid and will require Kibbutz. And here it means, even if it's going to be put on the Yasoid, it doesn't require Kibbutz. Hi, Mai. Says the Gemara, I'm not bothered with this question. Hashta. That Haroi Lekeren, Amrit Loi, if you're going to say that the Mishnah says that any dam that's ready to be put on the Keren doesn't require kibbutz, why would the Mishnah have to tell us the dam that's supposed to be put to Yisoid doesn't require kibbutz? Elop, it would be obvious that it doesn't. And a Menakeren, when the Mishnah says Menakeren anton kibbutz, it means al Keren mamish, dam that was already put on the Keren. But dam that's supposed to be put on the Keren is chayiv if it gets onto the coins beggar that it was required kibbutz. But when it says min yisoid, in order to differentiate min the yisoid dam and the Keren dam, there means min a royal yisoid. Says the Gemara. Kol nitna mezbeach, we learned in the Mishnah, kol hanitonim al mezbeach apnimi, but as we just learned, but when we speak about a carbon that's supposed to be brought in the mezbeach apnimi, there the halacha is very different. There the halacha is mchisa achs min atanis, if you missed out one of the if you missed out one of the matanas, then the halach is like keeper, then you have not affected proper kapara. Tara Banan says the Brisa teaches us. The Torah speaks about the avoid of the parahelm davish atzibur. We learned extensively in Masech Tahoris, if Bezdin issues an erroneous psak, for which if somebody did an aveira like this, he'd be chayv mechatis, and the community followed their psak. When they become aware of that avera, they have to bring a par lachatis, the par helm davash atzibur. As we quoted the pasuk extensively in Masech Tahoris, the pasuk says, "Vim kol adas Yisrael yishgu v'nelam davam ena kol v'akriva akol par ben bak lachatis," and that's called the par helm davash atzibur. Turn our bottom. The pasuk when it speaks about the par helm davash atzibur. The pasuk is teaching us that there's another halacha that we spoke about, and that's the halacha of the par koyim mashiach, the koyim gadol who became koyim gadol because he was anointed with the shemra mishcha does an avera. The halacha is that the two kabbanas are treated the same. So ask the Gemara, mamba lamamid, what is this pasuk coming to teach us? All of the steps that are coming to teach, that are done by the Parham Dovish at Seber, are clearly spelled out in the Torah. What is the Torah coming to repeat with this? To teach us, to teach us that the Parham Dovish at Seber has to be put on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And we know, as we've said many times, that if the Torah says the same halacha twice, it means that it's essential. And from here we learn, if you're missing out from any of these matanas, so Rashi asks a question. There is no pasuk that explicitly tells us by the parahelm davish tzibur about the emrim. So maybe what this pasuk is coming to teach us is about the emrim. So Rashi says it's inconceivable to be speaking about the emrim because the emrim are not ma'akiv, are not essential. So that's not what the pasuk is speaking about. Only elamat and sheva. So ask the Gemara, maybe only the blood that's sprinkled seven times on the parochus, that we have a precedent that they're essential. But the matan arba, that besides putting the blood of the parah devar shetziba seven applications on the parochus, we also have to put it on the four corners of the mizbeach minayin. How do we know that those applications are essential? Tamalay mekenya asaloi. Then the brisa continues. The pasuk says lapar zapar yabam kippurim. The Torah is connecting the par yom kippurim, which the kohen gadol brings on yom kippur, to the halacha of the par yom davar shetziba. And the brisa continues. The brisa says kesha osu lapar zapar koyde mashiach. As we said, that the kohen gadol who was anointed with the shemen amischa did an avera for which normally the punishment is a carbon chatas. He has to bring a special par kohen HaMashiach, as the pasuk says, "Makayin Mashiach Yech Dalesh Masam Vikra V'Chatos Hashachata Par Ben Boket Tamal Hashem L'Chatos." Then the pasuk says the word "Hachatos Elu Si'ir Averes Kachavim," that the Torah doesn't explain what is the halacha by the par sirei averes kachavim. Here too, we speak about a carbon that we spoke about in Masechet Tahiris, that a bezdin erroneously issued a psak about Avodah Zarah, which was incorrect, and the Tzibur followed that psak, and then they became aware of their Avera. They have to bring a par la'oila and a sar l'chatas. Elu si'ir averes kachavim, and the Torah is coming to teach us that they had treated like the par amdav shetzibur, where the blood is applied on the parochus, and the mizbech apnimi, and the meat is burnt outside of all three machnas. The special karma chattis that are brought on Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodeshim, they should be treated the same way. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, Kenya Osoloi, Loi is a miyit, that only by the Param Davish at Sibur and by is this applicable, not by the Sira Golem Sira Rosh Chodesh. So ask the Brisa, Omar Risul Rabbi Seilo Loi Tseilo, why are we using this pasuk to say that the halacha param davar shetzibur applies also to sirei avodes kachavim, and we exclude the sirei regalim sirei rosh chodesh? Answers the Gemara, because achshiri bekasam miyut. We have one pasuk that says that we should include something else, and we have another pasuk that miyut that says we should exclude. Marbanis elu, we include the sirei avodes kachavim shemachaparam avera mitzvah yidua, that are a kapara for an avera that the person becomes aware, is knows exactly what avera was done. In other words, when you bring a param davish at tzibur, it's known what was the avera for which it's brought. Umaitzi anis elu shem chapran al avera mitziyadua, but we exclude anything that is not. We exclude anything that the averas that are not known, and the halach is that the Siri Regalim and Siri Rosh Chodeshim are brought for a virus that we don't know that if the person was Tameh, as we learned in Masechet Shavuos. Continues the Gemara, the Chippur, Shapish Lai Samach, even if when the Param Davish HaTzibur was brought, we've learned that Smich is a very important halacha, and usually who does the Smich on the Param Davish HaTzibur? The members of the Sanhedrin. Here, if the Smich was not done, there's a kapara. V'nislach, we learn Shabbish Lo Nosin Shirayim. Even if there was no Shvichas Shirayim, it's okay. It's not Ma'akiv the kapara. Again, Omari Isa, why are we teaching Lifso Bazos that the halacha is that if any of the application of the dam was missing, the carbon is possible. And on the other hand, Lahach Shabbish Smich V'Shirayim, we're saying that the Smich was missing, or the Shvichas Shirayim was missing, it's acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Amr Chepois Bazaz, Shemakov Bekamokim. We're strict about the Azaz because we've learned that by all of the Chattas HaPnimi, all of the Dam applications are critical. Or Machshanim B'smich V'Shirayim, Shemakov Bekamokim, that in other halachas we've known that if you didn't have Shvich HaShirayim or you didn't have Smicha, the halacha is that it's not essential. But Rashi says we need a special limud because since these kabbonis are different than all other kabbonis, we would think that maybe here smicha and shvicha shrayim are essential, teaches us the Gemara that they're not. But what we are learning here is that the Torah requires a kapara even for a virus that ain't yidua. We're learning that the kabanas chatas that are brought on Yom Tovim and that are brought on Yontif and that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is they are kabaras that we have to bring. And Rabbi Kivega, and many mefarshim point this out, Rabbi Kivega's of the opinion that if even somebody did an avera b'mas'asik, he wasn't aware that he's doing an avera, he still has to bring a kapara for that avera. And the proof is the kabanas that are brought on Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif. And I saw indeed why. The person wasn't aware what he's doing is an avera m'sasik. So I saw it's based on what the Chovos HaLevavos teaches us. The Chovos HaLevavos teaches us that a person, every move that he makes, even the most insignificant move, has to be thought of and be considered. Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this what I'm allowed to do? Or is this what I'm not allowed to do? So this person indeed went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tamei, not realizing that he's Tamei. The person ate Kachim, not realizing that he's eating Kachim, not realizing that he's Tamei. But the Torah is teaching us that that isn't an excuse, says Rabbi Kivega. The person that should not have done something is going to be held responsible. I did see that Makar Chayim differentiates between doing an Avera actively versus doing an Avera passively. If somebody did an Avera passively, there's more room for leniency versus the case that we're identifying where he went in or ate something which he should not have. There are, however, I saw that the Chelkas Yaakov says that this proof that we're trying to say to Rabbi Kivega's opinion might not be specifically compelling. And the reason that it's not specifically compelling, he explains, is because whenever, and this has become very clear in our Gemara, whenever we speak about the halachis of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshev, or anything that's placed in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a much stricter situation than any other type of situation. And maybe therefore, by Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshev, which as we pointed out when we learned Masechta Shavuos as well, when we learned Masechta Shavuos, we learned that so many kabbonis are brought on a suffix of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshev, all of the Yom Tovim, every Rosh Chodesh, all the Yom Tovim Kamechatis, every Rosh Chodesh, we don't find that by any other Avera is the Torah so concerned about a Suffolk Avera. So from here we clearly see that this is this type of Avera is different than any other type of Avera. And maybe here, if somebody did an Avera Misasik, the Torah is going to be stricter, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that will be the case by other Averas.